Day 5, New York Post defies Twitter's demand to delete Biden stories, remains suspended. By Lucas Nolan on October 19, 2020. 5 days after the New York Post published a bombshell story about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and the family's alleged ties to Burisma, the Post remains blacklisted from Twitter for sharing the story. The newspaper has refused to delete its tweets linking to the stories, and Twitter has refused to relent on the Post's suspension, despite CEO Jack Dorsey admitting that blocking links on the platform is wrong. Recently, the New York Post published a bombshell story that indicated that Joe Biden may have met with an advisor to the board of Burisma while he was vice president, arranged by his son Hunter, who was working as a lobbyist for the company at the time. Biden has previously claimed that he was never involved in his son's business, stating, "I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings." But leaked private emails from Hunter Biden's laptop obtained by the Post allegedly show that Hunter introduced his father to a Burisma executive less than a year before Biden, acting as vice president, pressured the Ukrainian government into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company. Shortly after the story broke, many found themselves having trouble sharing it across social media. This censorship comes just weeks after executives from both Facebook and Twitter joined the Biden transition team. Shortly after sharing the story on social media, the New York Post found its Twitter account locked. Twitter marked links to the Post story as unsafe. Since then, links to a follow-up story by the Post have also been marked as unsafe when accessed by Twitter users. 5 days since the Post found its account locked, the publication is still unable to access its account. New York Post deputy political editor Emma Jo Morris stated in a post on Twitter, "Twitter may be attempting to force the Post to remove its original tweet about the Biden story in order to gain access to the account. This is common practice when someone posts a tweet that Twitter deems is against site rules. If the Post refuses to remove the link to its article, then it could continue to remain locked out of the account. This means that Twitter has effectively silenced one of America's major mainstream news publications from its platform just weeks before the presidential election. Breitbart News will continue to report on the story as more information is available." Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.